This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore, and I'm here with our host, the man with the plan, Travis Chance. Travis, how's it going over there? I know you've been busy. This is normally I would say the summer's a little slower, but you're always busy, aren't you?
Yeah, Tony, we don't really distinguish between winter, spring, summer, or fall. We're generally wide open pretty much year round, which is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
It could be worse. It could be the opposite, and we certainly don't want that. But yes, busy, excited that at some point in Georgia, we're going to get a reprieve from some of this heat. Hopefully it'll be hit and miss for the next little bit, but we got college football season coming up.
Yes.
You know, it's getting that time of year again. The old pigskin's going to start getting hiked on Saturday and Sunday. So yeah, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
Time to break out the old grill and the smoker and start getting ready for some football.
Well, Travis, you've been giving folks in our community financial education, financial advice for many years now, but we want to welcome the listeners at News Radio 97.7 FM and 1290 AM WTKS right here. I think that's great that they're joining us today, and we're going to be here each and every week, Saturday mornings and Sunday mornings.
Well, Tony, we actually, if you remember way back when, it's been about 4 or 5 years ago, we were actually on WTKS and News Talk Radio for approximately 5 years. We started in late 17, early 18, and then took a hiatus in 2022. So this is actually more of a homecoming, I would say.
A welcome back. But
we were on Saturday mornings, folks, if you remember, from 11 to 11:30 a.m. And we're on different times right now, but the show emphasis is going to be the same.
Yep.
How to make your retirement the retirement that you want, and retirement by design, not by default.
Yeah, we do one new show each week, and it airs twice, Saturday morning at 6:30 a.m. and Sundays at 10 a.m. So thanks for tuning in. If you miss it on Saturday, you can always catch it on Sunday and vice versa. Mm-hmm. But Travis, you've got an amazing topic for us today because, wow, you're going to hit them with the truth here, and something I think people need to hear.
Tony, we hear all the time ads and shows and things talking about, you know, this widget or that widget and this strategy and that strategy, and I've got the best mousetrap, et cetera. But at the end of the day, my question is more direct and more to the point. Is your current advisor truly working for you? You know, so many times I think we think that because we have a financial advisor, we have someone who buys or sells our investments, that's the same thing as having a truly comprehensive retirement plan. And it's not. Right. The real question isn't, is my advisor a good person, or even has the portfolio perform well? The better question is someone proactively making sure that all of the important pieces of my retirement are being addressed and being looked after? And a lot of times the answer is no. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning, because, you know, there is something to be said for getting a second opinion, because a second opinion, if you find this show to be a bit intriguing, a second opinion does one of two things. It either confirms that you are doing the right thing and you are in good shape, or it confirms that you are not in a good position and you need to have some things addressed. Either way, you're in a better position in most cases.
Yeah.
But the question that we talked about earlier, is your current advisor truly working for you? What are you asking that person to do? If you stopped calling them, right, would they proactively pursue and call you to make sure that things are going as planned? And I think I've told you this before, and I've got tons of stories from talking to prospects over the last 21 years, but one of the more recent, I had a young lady that it really broke my heart. I asked her about a year ago, I said, do you have a current advisor? And she said, oh yeah, I do. I said, okay, if you don't mind me asking, when's the last time you guys have sat down and discussed things? She said, 5 years ago.
Well, then you don't have an advisor.
You don't have an advisor, right? Yeah. But honestly, that's a common situation.
Yeah, that's not good.
You know, you have this relationship. Maybe you formed it over a number of years, but then one missed meeting becomes two, and then a 6 months becomes a year, and then a 2 years, et cetera. And that's really where it starts to diverge, because at that point, are you truly doing the things that need to be done to make sure that your retirement garden is going to grow effectively? Is someone weeding the garden? Is someone picking and harvesting the crop from time to time and making sure that everything's going as planned? Or is it just kind of left to be overgrown and, you know, eventually it stops producing because it gets choked out? That's kind of where people are with their plan. Is sometimes they feel like there's this constant attention being paid, and a lot of times it's not. And, you know, some of the things that we feel that you need to start thinking about are questions like this. Who is doing your retirement income planning right now? Right? Who's coordinating your tax strategy? Who is coordinating your Social Security strategy? Who's helping you plan for costs, not just Medicare, but also your long-term care costs? Or having that plan to make sure that you have adequate resources to cover those costs if there is a situation that comes up unexpectedly. And a lot of times that's what happens. Very seldom are your medical costs going to be scripted. They're going to, a lot of times in retirement, they're going to just pop up. And, you know, if that's not enough, what about your estate plan? Because everything I just said could have a direct impact on how much you leave behind to your kids and grandkids. And Tony, this is something that I recommend often. If you look at your estate plan, how much are you losing to unnecessary taxes, cost, and to opportunity cost? Because I told you recently, had a client, and this broke my heart also, but it was the truth. I had a client that was using a local advisor, not going to name the advisor, not here to bash anybody, but just creating an efficient retirement income plan, harvesting the tax opportunity that they had under the $150,000 modified adjusted gross income, using Roth conversion strategies, using QCDs to help open that window just a bit further. We literally saw a client choose to stay with their current advisor because they were friends with their advisor, and it was going to cost them $1.5 million in legacy. Folks, if everything in your portfolio is working to its maximum efficiency, my question to you is, would you rather leave $1.5 million on the table to potential tax loss, or would you rather capture that for either, like I just said, your long-term care and Medicare costs later in life, or leaving that as a legacy to your kids and grandkids? I can't imagine, Tony, leaving that behind just and knowing that that's a possibility that I'm going to leave that behind and doing nothing about it. But so many times that's what happens, is clients get lulled into this false sense of security or false sense of, you know, hey, I'm friends with this person. I don't want to upset the apple cart. But in the grand scheme of things, is someone really managing their investments, or are they managing their retirement plan? And in that case, they're just managing their retirement plan. So, folks, all of these things come back to one thing. It's who's coordinating all the areas that we just talked about. A lot of times the answer, unfortunately, is nobody. And that's a problem. Because you are paying, in a lot of cases, for an ongoing advisor to do investment management. But if all they're doing is just telling you how much to buy of the S&P or how much to buy of this or how much to buy of that, and they're not showing you how to improve your situation, then are they truly managing your retirement? And the answer is no. Right. They're just managing your money.
Well, and that's real money, too. I mean, I can't believe you have a real world situation where somebody was willing to just, oh, yeah, $1.5 million or whatever it is, over.
Because the spouse was friends with the lady for the last 25 years. And she said, you know, and I get it. Don't get me wrong. She said, I've you know, she's been there whenever we've had issues and called me on the phone and checked on me. And, you know, we've hugged each other whenever we've gone through turmoil. I get it. The emotional attachment, I get it. But at the end of the day, $1.5 million, that is significant legacy to someone that is. And this was not money that was going to the advisor. This was pure tax loss or tax opportunity loss, Tony, over a 20-year time span. That is significant. But a lot of times that's what happens.
Yeah, I mean, even $100,000 would be enough to make me want to move forward with a better plan and a better advisor who's going to look at everything and go in there and find things like that. But let alone $1 million. I mean, you know, a friendship, you know, the friendship shouldn't rely on doing business with somebody.
It shouldn't. But obviously, graciously, we said, you know what? That's fine. We understand. Yeah. Anything changes, let us know. And once again, for the regulators out there, because Lord knows we love you guys. All of this, all of this is not indicative or is not going to be the same for every single case. This is a one-off situation. Well, but sure. It just illustrates the point. Right.
Yeah. Everybody's situation is different. You might find, you know,
we might find that you are doing the exact you're on the exact path and plan that you're supposed to be on.
Yeah.
And that's OK. But I think what we need to do, and Tony, on the show today, what I want to do is start with a couple of the basics. Right. Let's distinguish between what is actually considered investment management versus retirement planning, because they're two different things. OK, investment management. What does that consist of? That's where you hear terms like asset allocation, investment selection, risk management, portfolio performance, rebalancing your portfolio, providing commentary on the markets. That's all very important. And a lot of cases, that's what a lot of people are getting. But that's also a lot of times where it's ending. That's the beginning and the end. If you want true retirement planning, it's got to include that plus when you talk about your income, because we talk about very, very often the four parts of retirement that are crucial and they all have to work together. Number one, investments. That's what I just talked about. Number two is your taxes. How much are you losing in opportunity cost or not harvesting taxes early in your retirement? Now, I understand that's going to give some CPAs a little bit of heartburn. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. Also, the healthcare portion. At some point, I told you in past shows, we're dealing with that right now with our mother and father-in-law. We've got unexpected costs that are now starting to be an issue, right? How are you going to pay for those? And then last but not least, whatever you have, you need to make sure that it goes to your heirs as efficiently as possible.
Right.
Make sure you lose as little as you can to unforced errors. So these are some of the questions, because you know what I also get a lot of times is clients that say, you know what, Travis, I just don't know what questions to ask. So let me give you some, right? Let me give you some questions that you may need to consider. Number one, we talk about income. How much do you actually need? Not what are you budgeting for this safari trip you're going to take in 3 years, and you're putting an extra $200 or $300 a month away or whatever. But how much do you need to live comfortably? Where does that income need to come from? If you have multiple sources of income, Social Security, pension, Roth, 401k, IRA, after tax, brokerage accounts, where does that income need to come from and how much? How much can I safely withdraw? That's another biggie, because Tony, if you take too much, then there was a study that was recently done about the Vanderbilts. And it was talking about the fact that if the Vanderbilts, whenever Cornelius Vanderbilt left his initial fortune to his first heir, and if they had followed the same rules as the Rockefellers, where they only get a certain percentage each year, and that's it, and left that in perpetuity, they every heir to the Vanderbilt fortune would still have roughly $38 to $40 million today.
Yep.
There was a family reunion where 120 direct descendants of Cornelius Vanderbilt showed up. Not one of them was a millionaire.
Nope.
And that's because they took too much income too quickly from the portfolio. And even if you have something that massive, it can eventually deteriorate.
Yeah.
So last income question. How much, what happens and how much income can you take during a market downturn? That's another really biggie, because if all of a sudden, if let's say you have $1 million portfolio for easy math and you're taking, say, 4% income, that's 40,000. Well, if you get accustomed to living off that 40,000 and it loses 30% of its value, well, now that 40,000 is no longer 4%. That 40,000 is going to be north of 7.5 to 8% of the portfolio. That could make it very problematic if you do that for an extended period of time, because you're selling assets now to produce income. It's going to be a very difficult road to have them earn additional income or additional accumulation. Why? Because they're no longer there. You've sold them, right?
Right.
So think about this too. We talk about income. Most advisors, whenever you know they're asked about Social Security, or many times, they don't have a real clear handle on how Social Security works and how it's integrated into the retirement plan. When should you claim Social Security? It's different for everybody. Should your spouse claim differently than you? Probably. What happens to your surviving spouse? Do you know that if you claim early, you could impact the surviving spouse's benefit? How does Social Security act as a tax advantage source of income? You know, we talk about taxes all the time, but Social Security is taxed at what? It's provisional income, not ordinary income. At least 15% of that income stream is tax exempt.
Yeah.
So yes, it's not 100% tax free, but it is still tax advantage versus ordinary income.
Yeah.
When you're thinking about taxes, just like the couple that I just spoke about, what tax bracket are you likely to be in? And in the future, what tax brackets are you likely to break in the future that could start spinning off additional costs like Medicare and IRMA costs? You need to know if Roth conversions are right for you. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. It could be as something as simple as a 10,000 or 15,000 conversion per year, or you could be missing out on being able to do a single digit effective tax rate on a $30,000 or $40,000 Roth conversion that's going to completely change the trajectory of your retirement. All of these have an impact, folks. Things like your RMDs. Or who's managing your RMDs? Are they making sure that they're being taken? Are they explaining to you the benefit of qualified charitable distributions that help minimize your taxes? No, probably not. But guys, we could go on and on and on. Healthcare, Medicare, long-term care, the risk in retirement. Beneficiary planning. Are your beneficiary designations up to date? Wills and trusts. Do you need them? Do you not need them? Who needs a power of attorney? What happens at the death of the first spouse? What happens at the death of the second spouse? All of these things are questions that need to be answered, but in a lot of cases, they're treated as separate departments, but that's not correct.
Right.
That's not how they need to be thought of. They need to be as if they are a puzzle in a box and you have poured it out on a table. You've got to put the pieces together. If you don't, you are going to have this jumbled mess. You're not going to have a clear picture and a clear retirement picture that's going to work for you and for your spouse.
Yeah.
And if your advisor doesn't do that, who's most important? Who's coordinating that picture being put together, Tony? In a lot of cases, the answer is nobody. You are.
Yeah. Oh, nobody. Yeah. You're on your own. Nobody's doing it. And here's the situation. You've mentioned a few times during the show, Travis, everybody's situation is different. Just like filing for Social Security, you got to look at your situation. Some people need to file when they're 62. Some people should wait until they're 67 or 70 if they have longevity in their family, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Tony, Social Security claiming strategies, one of the most misunderstood topics is when to take it and what is the impact of taking it too early or waiting too long, because that, you know, there again, there's two sides to that coin. You could really and truly file for Social Security in hundreds of ways.
Yeah.
And that's just combinations, right? And when you take it, when your spouse takes it, you know, who defers, who waits, who draws early. I mean, there's so many ways to mix and match. But a lot of times we don't go through those scenarios or find what's the best path for me. And that's really where we leave money on the table, like you said, because if you draw too early, chances are you're never going to make that up. And most people, let's face it, I get two conflicting answers. You know, a lot of times I'll ask questions about Social Security and long-term care. Social Security, whenever I ask the question, a lot of people want to go ahead and take it because they say, what if I die tomorrow? But then long-term care, well, I'm not going to need that because I'm going to live forever. Well, you're going to be right on one of those. I don't know which one that is, but you're probably going to be right on one of those. So we have to plan.
But you have a report that you run for people, the Social Security Maximization Report, that takes into account spousal benefits and will show you where your sweet spot is based on, you know, life expectancy tables. But then at least it's a starting point and you can see, okay, I see the difference this would make. And if I live to this age, this is what I'll have. And you work that into their overall financial plan, and that's the difference. And you look out for your client's best interests. And so for our listeners out there and our viewers on YouTube, you got to make sure you're working with somebody who's looking out for your best interests. They're not just trying to do a cookie cutter approach. Here's your plan. Or they're not just trying to force you into something because that's the product they have. Like my dad always says, if all you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Yep.
Well, hey, Travis, now, before we go, I know you love to hear from our listeners out there, and you offer a no charge, no obligation consultation. You love to sit down with them, talk. I encourage people, get a second opinion. Make sure you're working with a trusted financial professional in both your investments and your retirement planning, your retirement income planning, your legacy planning. So how can our listeners out there get a hold of you?
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at our office and talk to one of our great staff at 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. They can visit us on the web at chancefinancialgroup.com, or they could also go online and check out our offering of our education events that are coming up. That's a great opportunity to get an answer to some of these questions. And I'm going to leave you with this. You know, think about it. Think about it in something that we drive, we use every day. We're driving our vehicles, et cetera. You know, do you want a mechanic that says, call me when something breaks? Or do you want them to identify that, hey, your brake fluid or your pads are getting worn or low? Your tires are not wearing even. This needs attention soon because we're going to make sure this doesn't become a hazard later. That's what a retirement plan does, is it goes ahead and asks these questions and really takes a proactive approach versus you having a flat tire because of uneven road wear and being left on the side of the road. One is investment advice only. One is a retirement plan. You need a retirement plan. Give us a call, 877-269-0839. That's 877-269-0839. Visit us today and get a retirement plan that works for you.
All right. And that does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.